It's time for Brew and Buzz on a Friday morning here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Spence Rigdon on the telephone line with us. And Coach, before we talk about some individual sports and some individual athletes and accolades and honors and whatnot this week that have come down the pike, obviously we're kind of getting into the nitty-gritty now. We are a month away from pretty much wrapping everything up, so that means regionals, postseason are going to start for a lot of different teams here within the next couple of weeks. So we're kind of in the home stretch of the year for most varsity clubs on the spring side. Obviously, there's a ton of sports that we follow throughout the spring. And as you and I have talked about for a long time, dating back to when you were a baseball coach, it's important now for everyone to kind of start turning the worm, if you will, and playing well, because this is the really important kind of final couple weeks of the regular season for all these clubs.
Yeah, this is another some big games that are coming up to determine district standings and where you are in playoffs and if you make playoffs, you know. Basically, this next week, some of it's already, I think tennis is going to have to come out with where their regionals will be. It comes out on Monday, and some of the other ones are still pending. So everything's important, and like you said, it's time to kind of hone things in together so you can prepare for the next round.
You mentioned tennis, so let's go ahead and just start with them. Tennis tournament today and tomorrow at UConn High School. Going to have the boys first today. Ladies will be tomorrow at UConn. It's kind of how they do those 6A tennis events. They have girls on one day, boys on the other, and both those teams coming off nice finishes in their own Bartlesville tournament. Had a few 6A teams there. From talking with Coach Reese, it sounded like it was a bunch of the best of the best of 5A, and had a really a kind of eclectic and good group of tennis squads. And the Lady Bruins won that tournament. Both the singles players won their respective divisions, if you will. Maddie Shelley, just a freshman, continues to kill it. She took first place. Erica Gruber took first place. And then on the guys' side, Bruin boys took second. So always a lot of fun when you can host an event against good competition and then also perform really well in front of your parents and fans.
Yeah, and it was we had talked about also the weather being a part of this, and Monday was a great day, and it was awesome to have the boys and girls on the same day. We had tennis going on 3 different locations, and it was a lot of fun to let our kids go out and compete in front of our people and able to see them perform, because it's going to be exciting for them going forward, and we look forward to what they can do in regionals and state.
And there's been a lot of really good individuals, especially tennis-wise, over the last 4 or 5 years of Bartlesville, and it kind of looks like Maddie Shelley, as a freshman, is going to be one of the next really good ones. For the most part, I think the only girls she's lost to this year have been really kind of bona fide 6A state championship contenders individually, and she's just doing a great job as a youngin', and looking forward to seeing how she finishes up her freshman campaign, and particularly looking forward to seeing how she does over the next 3 years. It's got to be a lot of fun for Brian Reese to coach her and watch her progress.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, anytime you have one coming, and she's obviously ready to compete at this level right now, so you anticipate things just continuing to get better and for her to continue to hone her skills. So, I mean, the sky's the limit the next 3 years, but this year is what matters right now, and we think that I know Coach Reese talks highly of her and feels like she's got a chance to really compete on the state level, and that's an exciting thing for any kid any year. So we're tickled to see that and to see all of them.
Talking with Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Spence Rigdon here on Brew and Buzz. Talk about Bruin Athletics every single Friday morning about 9:45 here on K1. You mentioned the tennis tournament being at several locations, and I know obviously the home location, the one that's at Bartlesville High, and of course we're talking about kind of that newer tennis courts, which are on the north side of Custer Stadium, if you will. How nice is it to kind of utilize that? Obviously, that was a part of the last bond issue. Bond issue kind of on the front of people's minds as we continue closer to May when you guys kind of decide what's going to be on this year's edition of the bond. But how nice is it to have that on your home court, if you will, or on your campus, and to be able to kind of host an event like this in Bartlesville, whereas in years past you would have really had to rely on Hillcrest Country Club alone because of, you know, kind of how decrepit the tennis courts have gotten at Bartlesville High.
Yeah, it's really it's a nice thing, not only for our kids, but even our teachers to, you know, at lunch, if they wanted to walk out and watch and support the kids, which we have a lot of great teachers who go out and support our athletes. So it gives them an opportunity to have something close by. It gives our kids an opportunity to play where they practice, which is important. I know a lot of them are at Hillcrest or at Johnstone. All three venues felt like were superb as far as the playing ability and the ability to have lots of people playing at different times, so you don't have to make this a two-day event or drag out till late in the evenings. But, you know, having the one on campus, having the one, we're really appreciative of what our bond has been able to do. It makes it nice for our kids and our staff and our community to have a place where they can go, and we can call it Bartlesville Tennis Courts, Bartlesville High School Tennis Courts.
Well, let's move on to a few of the other spring sports. We can talk about soccer this evening. We have a story about them available on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, home district doubleheader for the Lady Bruins and Bruins against Broken Arrow. We can talk about the girls a little bit more. They won 4 of 5, 3 in a row for the Bartlesville girls, and they're in fourth place in their district right now. That would get them into the postseason if they can hang on. They've got a really tough schedule, though. All three teams ahead of the Lady Bruins in the district standings are their final three contests of the regular season. It starts tonight against Broken Arrow, and talking with head coach Aaron Kuntz, it kind of sounds like he thinks that they'll be able to compete against some of the best of the best, and it starts against a one-loss Lady Tigers club tonight.
Yeah, but of those three teams that are ahead of them, you know, we play them at home. Two of those are at home, so that hopefully is going to be an advantage for us. We have senior night coming up on April 18th, which is the 19th. So we feel like, well, let me back it up. It's the 18th of senior night, and then we play Jinx on the following night. But the district standings are important. The district teams that we play, having them at home gives us an advantage. And, you know, at this point in the year, these teams are all going to be tough, and when you make it to the next round, they're going to be tough. So if it's a play-in type situation, I mean, the playoffs have started in some sorts already. You know, that's just that much better to get them prepared for the next round when they make it.
And, yeah, you mentioned the soccer schedule upcoming. As far as those district games go, you've got the home game tonight against Broken Arrow. We mentioned that. Lady Bruins and Bruins will then be at Stillwater on the 16th, so that's coming up on Tuesday of next week. And then they're going to have Jinx at home on the 19th as well. So you mentioned two of those three at home. It's Broken Arrow and Jinx at home, sandwiched around a road game at Stillwater. And once again, that kind of just goes to show you what we have left. Only three games left for them, and you're talking about being done with district play a week from today. So all that's going to be wrapped up within the next 7 days or so for soccer, and nitty-gritty time for the Lady Bruins and Bruins there, both coming off wins over Muskogee. We can talk about the baseball team as well. Bruin baseball team is on the road in the Oklahoma City area for a tournament. Bruin guys did get off the schneid and break their little losing streak yesterday. Got a nice come-from-behind win, 13-12. The Bruins came back and beat Bridge Creek. And coach, kind of a roller coaster season in 2019 for Austin Jarvis in his first year. But boy, an awful lot of talent. and a few tough bounces here and there. They've lost a lot of really close games out of those 12 games they've lost this season. And interested to see how they do next week, all non-district contests, the wrap-up district play a week from Monday and Tuesday, the 22nd and 23rd against Shawnee. And then after that, you've got regionals that first weekend of May, or first week of May, really, that Wednesday through Friday, likely.
Yeah, a lot of games still to be played. Seems like they had a lot, and they had a lot at home, seems lately. I know they kind of go on the road here for a little bit next week and at the end of this week. And but still a lot to be played for, a lot of opportunities and a lot of chances for our kids to continue to get better. And like you said, they are talented. And something that I've always believed that, you know, when you get into a regional setting and you're talking about winning three or four games or five games at the max to get to a state tournament, you know, it's gonna require some depth and some pitching, and I feel like we have that. And Coach Jarvis feels good about things as far as in the end, I think. Obviously wants to win more and win these games that he's had and coming up, I know. But They're gonna be there at the end. They're gonna have a chance. They're gonna be a team that's gonna have to. People are gonna have to worry about Bartlesville as much as we worry about them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Obviously, when you look at Bruins, are 3-7 in district play. Out of those seven losses, four of them have come by two runs or less, or in extra innings. And I've been talking about it on the sportscast a little bit on K1 in the morning. So many of those ball games, I don't know how many of the seven, but Bartlesville's out-hit their opponents in there. So some more situational hitting, kind of timely hits. Sometimes there's really not a ton you can do about that, but some of that's luck, and in the end it evens out. You know, you saw the seven game losing streak earlier and then kind of turned into a 10-game win streak. They've had a little bit of a losing streak, and I would guess the worm will kind of start to turn back the opposite direction is generally how things goes, and hopefully at a good time here down the stretch.
Right. That's what you start looking at when this schedule, it's next week, but if we throw another 10-game win streak together, you know, where that puts you into regionals and the state tournament, if you were able to do that again, we would be in a great spot at the end of the year, there's no doubt. So, and I know I've looked at some of these and the ones I've been a part of. I mean, I think of those seven you talked about, I can know of three or four of those games where we've had opportunity in the bottom of the sixth that we've got runners on, and if we get a hit there, have a lot of confidence that we go out in the seventh and win that game, and then it turns out we didn't, and then somebody, the other opposing team, got a hit in the top of the seventh, and we just didn't match it in the bottom. But, I mean, that's, you're talking about a hit, one hit away from either way, and we win those games.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's been a thin margin of error for the Bruin baseball team, and even some of those wins during the win streak as well. So interesting to see how they do the last two and a half weeks of the regular season. And we'll kind of wrap things up with golf, Coach. Both the Lady Bruins and Bruins performing really their best at a good time of the year. I know that head coach Terry Hughes on the girls' side said that they put together some of their best tournaments of the year within the last week. I know Emma Shelley broke her little streak of winning her first three tournaments of the year, but took second in the fourth one. But as a team, Bartlesville had its best score overall. And then on the Bruin guys side, they were at the Frontier Valley Conference tournament yesterday. They took sixth out of 12 teams, kind of right smack dab in the middle there. Carson Rainbolt, Tayton Hopkins led the way, and it looks like both those teams are kind of hitting their stride, and both of them right now are kind of on that bubble where if they can get a few shots back, they might have a chance as a team to make the state tournament. Certainly they're going to be in the conversation for getting a few individuals in as well.
Right, and they're kind of that same discussion. I mean, it's razor thin on being on the exciting, ecstatic side of going and the agonies of defeat. So, but that's where you want to be, is to have a chance, obviously. You'd hate to say the other thing, that we don't have a chance, and I don't think that's the case. So we have a chance. We're going to have to perform well. We're going to have to play at our best at the right times and have a few breaks go away and a lot of things are going to happen. Individually, yes, we'll have some, but, you know, obviously the goal is going to be the team, and we're right there, and that's where we want to be.
Yeah, both those teams right on the cusp, and obviously Frontier Valley Conference, a really good measuring stick for what regionals will be like. Bartlesville was five shots back as a team of finishing fifth, and that would get you in top six in your regional, get you in. So it'll be interesting to see how they do for regionals next week on the guys' side. Girls kind of in that same situation. So looking forward to seeing golf down the stretch here for Bartlesville as well. That's been a check of Bruin Buzz as we talk with Bruin Athletic and Activity Director Spence Rigdon every single Friday morning here on K1. Coach, appreciate it. Looking forward to speaking with you next week.
Thank you, Evan.